Since the September 11th attacks, the Bush administration has pressed hard for new law enforcement measures to combat terrorism. At an appearance at the Pentagon earlier this month, Attorney General John Ashcroft acknowledged concerns that civil liberties might be compromised if Congress accepted Bush administration proposals for expanded wiretaps, indefinite detention of non-citizens, and sharing information between law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies.
I'm deeply concerned about the civil liberties of all Americans. I'm especially concerned about the civil liberties of Arab Americans and Middle Eastern Americans. We will conduct this effort to investigate and to prosecute with strict regard for every safeguard of the United States Constitution. But we will not fail to use any tool that can promote the apprehension, the disruption of the networks that caused these damages, and prevent a similar occurrence in the future.
NPR's Juan Williams has been following the administration's efforts to expand the reach of law enforcement, and he joins us now. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Leah.
What do you hear the Attorney General saying in the comments we all just heard at the Pentagon?
Well, he begins with sort of a red, white, and blue nod, if you will, to the Constitution, to civil liberties, even to the concern over possible discrimination against Arab Americans. But then he turns on the flashing red light of alarm over the terrorist attacks and says we immediately need to extend, possibly restructure, some of the existing constitutional protections if we are truly to go after the terrorists who perpetrated this horrific act. And, of course, President Bush has backed him up. He has seconded this alarm by saying that the war on terrorism that he's announced and said will now be taking place overseas also has a home front. And on the home front, it means giving these added tools to federal law enforcement officials.
Tools. It's interesting that he does use that term, any tool available. I mean, these are euphemisms?
Well, I think euphemism is a nice way to say it. But tools means that you have a bigger box of tools available to you in terms of law enforcement authority. Attorney General Ashcroft is seeking 51 changes, the highlights of which, let me just tell you, are increased ability to go after people in terms of wiretapping them. Also, Attorney General is seeking to have it possible for the U.S. government to use information that was obtained possibly from foreign officials, and that information may have been obtained unconstitutionally, but it would be allowed in a U.S. court. But most controversially, Leanne, what the Attorney General wants to do is detain legal immigrants for an unlimited amount of time. And that has proven to be the most controversial provision that he has proposed. Now, you're going to hear a response to this that comes from Wisconsin Representative James Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
Of course, we all recognize that the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution prevents the government from conducting unreasonable searches and seizures. I think it also is important to keep in mind that the preamble to the Constitution states that that document was ordained, quote, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and to promote the general welfare and to secure the blessings of liberty.
Let's talk a little bit about some of these constitutional questions. The idea of unreasonable searches and seizures. What exactly does that mean now in this context?
What he's saying is, if we try to reorganize, maybe even reform, our sense of constitutional liberties, we are not acting in a way that would violate the basic tenets of the Constitution. Well, you might say to yourself, Leanne, well, how is that possible? But what Sensenbrenner is saying is, wait a second, look at what the people who wrote the Constitution were trying to accomplish. They were trying to secure our liberty, to make sure that there was domestic tranquility, to provide for a common defense. And then he goes on and says, and that's exactly what happened to us on September 11th. Our national defense was penetrated, violated, and therefore the people who wrote the Constitution would understand that we were in the spirit, keeping the spirit of the Constitution, if we in fact extended it in some way to say we are going to now use tools, to go back to that word, that may on their face appear to be somewhat unconstitutional, but it will allow us to go after these terrorists and protect the spirit of our national well-being and sanctity. I might add here that Associate Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was speaking Friday in New York. She said on this point This is a quote, "Can a society that prides itself on equality before the law treat terrorists differently than ordinary citizens? And second, at what point does the cost to civil liberties from legislation designed to prevent terrorism outweigh the added security?" So you see, this is the conversation, the argument that's taking place here in Washington. I think it's the conversation in the aftermath of September 11th that may have the most resonance for the times to come.
But listen to what Democratic Representative John Conyers of Michigan had to say when he was talking about Ashcroft's proposal to allow what you talked about, information from wiretaps of U.S. citizens performed abroad that could actually be used in federal courts.
Well, some have said it's unconstitutional on its face. Let me be more polite. We're deeply troubled.
John Conyers is a man who usually speaks his mind pretty clearly. How polite do you think he has been this week?
Well, John Conyers has been a man pushed to the edge this week, but you must remember that it's not simply a matter of being polite. It's also a matter of being politic in the current atmosphere. We're in a very, very hypersensitive moment here, and John Conyers doesn't want to get pushed into a box where he's identified as a liberal who is somehow less than patriotic and less than willing to give federal officials the tools, to come back to our favorite word this morning, the tools necessary to go after the terrorists. Certainly, Mr. Conyers doesn't want to be portrayed as a friend of the terrorists. So he has been, you know, trying to get the attorney general, trying to get Mr. Sensenbrenner to understand he, too, is interested in the nation's security. He, too, wants to go after terrorists, but he's concerned about the long-term effects of sacrificing civil liberties at this moment. It's not the case that we can be assured that if the law enforcement authorities, the federal law enforcement authorities, are given these added tools, that somehow this will put an end to terrorism. We do know that it will, as the Associate Supreme Court Justice O'Connor said, it will create a different level of personal freedom or a lack of personal freedom for us as American citizens.
NPR's Juan Williams. Thanks a lot, Juan.
You're very welcome, Leah.